Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Note to Self. And hola from beautiful Costa Rica. I am presently in Costa Rica for the next few weeks. If you guys would like to tune into these vibes, you can follow me on Instagram at Zoe Ariel, because I'm certainly sharing all this beautiful, abundant nature with you. I love this country so much. The people are so friendly. The food is delicious. And the nature, let me tell you, rejuvenates you on such a soul level. I'm so happy and grateful to be back here. It is absolutely wonderful. In today's episode, kind of talking about nature, I'm going to be talking about when certain areas or aspects of life feel like mountains to climb. So for me in the past, specific mountains that I can think of in this moment are when I had to pay off student debt. That felt like a mountain. When I had to organize my taxes, when I was healing my rejection wound, when I was regulating my nervous system, when I was moving to a foreign country, when I was applying to visas. There's been so many different times in my life where I felt like I was looking up metaphorically at a mountain that I was to climb in the future. And oftentimes this actually led me to resist. I could say more so in the sense that I would resist and procrastinate organizing my taxes because that felt like way too much over my head. It felt like a foreign language. Other aspects, not so much. Like, for example, moving to a foreign country and getting organized about that, that seems to have an exhilarating excitement to it. But oftentimes, the bigger things that I would say are more out of my wheelhouse that don't really feel like exciting, they seem like the Mount Everest. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about those Mount Everests in the journey. Because what I can tell you is that every single time I've climbed any and all of these mountains and looked up at my life, metaphorically, I have always been able to see that I had everything that I needed to accomplish this inside of me. Every single time I have overcome the mountains, whatever they've been, it has always resulted in a next level of empowerment, strength, freedom, and love. A lot of self-love. So I want to encourage you today, as you're listening to this podcast, to listen for that place that's calling to you in your life that's feeling like a mountain. And just imagine using this episode, my voice, to kind of guide you through creating some ease around that, making it not seem so high or so scary. Because every time in life when we're prompted for a next up level, there's going to be another mountain to climb. And the up levels are always where we're desiring to be, right? Where we've placed our intentions. For example, if you've placed your intentions for a next level in your personal finance journey or in your wealth journey, like I can say for myself, that's why I was prompted in the past to look at taxes and to organize myself better. And on the other side of that journey, I feel very empowered about my personal finances. I feel excited about them. And I've hired people to support me in the areas where I don't feel like it's my expertise or my passion. But I can tell you that I did resist that part of my life, my part of my business, for an extended period of time. And what it did was it perpetuated suffering in my mind. It created this illusion that this is so big, this is so much, this is so heavy. And it took a lot of my mental focus away, honestly, on a daily basis. Even though I wasn't focused on it or I wasn't planning to take action on it, it still occupied a lot of space in my mind, my precious mind that helps me do everyday life so well. So think about that mountain in your life and the space that it's taking up, or perhaps how it is affecting your nervous system. I know for me, when I would think of the overwhelm of organizing my taxes, when it felt so completely overwhelming, it like lit up my nervous system in a way that felt very uncomfortable. I felt very scared. I felt very frozen. Like, I don't really know what to do here. But it's in identifying the mountain, thinking about times in the past where we've overcome mountains ourselves and recognizing, okay, I know where I want to be. I want to be on the other side of that mountain. I want to be in the valley, or I want to be at the beach, indulging in life, swimming in the ocean. And put yourself in that place for a moment where it's already done. It's done. It's a completely new reality. The task that felt so overwhelmingly big, the mountain that you were feeling fearful or anxiety-filled or overwhelmed to climb, it's done. Put yourself in that place. Okay, so that can create some motivation in itself to start thinking about the action steps of what can I do next. And what I'll tell you, when it came for me and the journey, I'm just going to use like organizing my taxes because I feel like this is one that perhaps a lot of entrepreneurs might be able to relate to. Because, you know, you're so focused on creative things, the math and stuff, not exactly always the fun part. The business side of things, the admin, not always where you want to focus your attention. But when it came to me deciding to really reorganize myself financially, really get my taxes and my bookkeeping organized, it started with that decision too. It was putting myself in the place of like, okay, I'm not going to let myself, my body, my mind suffer the way it has anymore. I'm recognizing how much this is costing me. I put myself in the place of imagining it already done, and that feels pretty good. So I'm ready to start taking the steps. Mountains are climbed every day, literally, step by step. Step by step, people get to the top. Step by step, you will get to the top and you will recognize that no one came to save you and it was up to you the whole time. Every single time I feel like we're prompted with a mountain, it's because the universe is, of course, swaying us to make the up level. It's like, hey, here it is. You gotta do this. Let's up level. Let's integrate new levels of personal power, et cetera, et cetera. But we've got to really connect with, we're no longer willing to keep doing things the way that we've been doing them. We're willing to see things differently, and we're willing to be that person that comes to our own rescue, that saves us, right? Because when we do things on our own, we feel a whole next level of empowerment. And speaking into the taxes journey, what I mean by doing it myself is like that decision to move the ball forward, face fears, face resistance, face the like, ugh, the uncomfortableness of everything that shows up. Of course, I have an accountant. Of course, I have a bookkeeper. But me getting myself organized and reaching out to them, that was a whole thing in itself. I felt a lot of shame because I was like, oh my gosh, I've been so disorganized in the last year. This is all over the place. Like, these were stories that I was telling myself. And again, that suffering of the mind is what perpetuates the feelings of overwhelm. So step by step, a mountain gets climbed. What is the first step for you? What is the first step in that mountain in your life right now? Maybe it's signing up for a gym membership. Maybe it's hiring a coach. Maybe it's sending an email. Maybe it's having a conversation. Maybe it's booking that ticket, right? What is it? What is the next step? What I can say is that when I decided to take this journey up the mountain in any time or chapter that I did that, once I took the first step, the next step was revealed, and it all started to happen quite quickly because it was me moving first and the universe illuminated the path, and it was all quite easy. Step by step, the mountain gets climbed. Step by step, you accomplish your goal. Step by step, you become a greater version of yourself. So for any of you who are listening, who are feeling the call to really stretch yourself, to really claim your up level, I would love to have you inside my latest mastermind program, which is called Law of Being. So this is a 4-month group coaching program, and it's a combination of weekly coaching with me and IPEC's Law of Being program, which is all about tapping into your greatest potential in health, wealth, happiness, and more. This program completely changed my life, and that's why I'm so excited to deliver it to you all today. It really allowed me to make quantum leaps in every area of my life and integrate deeper levels of knowing, self-confidence, trust in the process, and again, this ability to tap into my potential. When we're resisting the mountain, we're not tapped into our potential because we don't fully believe that we're capable or that it's possible. How would your life look or feel differently if you were tapped into your potential? What would you be doing? Who would you be being? Who would you be becoming right now? So if you're ready to go on the journey of being your greatest version yet, we are going to have so much fun. It's such an enjoyable program, and coaching is life-changing. The link will be down below, and we begin March 12th. So I would love to have you inside if you're feeling the call, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.